A new group formed this past summer to help educate rock climbing enthusiasts about respecting Native Hawaiian burials and other important archaeological sites. We talked to Sky Razone-Oles about the sport to learn more.
I'm a climber. I boulder. So bouldering is climbing without the use of rope. So if we fall, it's a free fall onto a pad. And then there is also sport climbing done here in Hawaii, where you're harnessed in and you're using bolts that go into the rock just to keep you safe. And you're going to be going above 30 feet is usually when you start getting into the bolted thing. So our group essentially started because there was a significant site where climbers and people that were recreating outdoors were at, where we found out that there was petroglyphs near these climbing sites. Essentially, the state hadn't done an archaeological survey, and they were unaware of these petroglyphs. And our group realized that there was a lack of education out there for the community that's not familiar with our cultural practices or our cultural history. So we focused on establishing a connection, creating a historical knowledge for the entire community, just so that they could appreciate these petroglyphs as the rest of the Kanaka community would. And then we've been working with the state parks to make sure that they are actually protecting these sites and aware of these sites more regularly.
And so what was your concern with the petroglyphs and the damage that these climbers would cause?
Yeah, so within that, essentially there was some nonprofits over the years that were clearing invasive trees and plants, and there was members of the public there. So there was petroglyphs that were very, very faint and hard to see. And even me, I was not aware that they were there until an archaeologist pointed them out to us. So when you're touching petroglyphs, the oils from your hands and things can severely damage them. And the thing is, petroglyphs will fade over the years, but we want to retain that space, that sacred space, that historical space for our keiki and future generations so that they can feel connected to our past. And so within that, the climbers were unaware that there was petroglyphs there. So I don't fault the climbing community at all for that. Really, it comes down to the fact that those petroglyphs weren't protected. There's other sites within this specific area that have metal fencing around the petroglyphs. So you would assume, the normal person who's not familiar with archaeology would assume, that all of the other rocks are probably clear of petroglyphs. So it wasn't necessarily that anybody did it on purpose. It's just that without that information being out there, wrong choices are made.
Right. So it's just a matter of not knowing.
Exactly. And that's our group's main focus, is to create those educational spaces within hiking and climbing. You know, if you're doing an active hike and you're unfamiliar with the historical significance of it, are you really going to get everything out of it? Probably not. If you're now doing a hike that you know was a significant trail and that they have, you know, archaeologically dated back to 1200 AD, are you going to approach that hike a little differently? I would hope so. I hope that there would be more of a reverence when you enter into these historical spaces, knowing that you are doing the same hike or the same climb that traditional Hawaiians did. The Pali had Hawaiian climbers, you know, essentially climbing is innately Hawaiian, whereas we look at Pohaku now as something that's so significant that it might be off limits. But when you look back into the history of Hawaiians, we were along every pali, along the cliffs. We were up and down, you know, cliff sides for fishing and hunting, but it was a practice of getting A to B, moving where we needed to be for whatever the reason might have been. Now it's a healthy lifestyle, and it's a way to reconnect with the land that a lot of Hawaiians are missing. And I hope to encourage Hawaiians to find new ways, spiritual ways, to connect to the pohaku in that sense.
So is it your thought that you want to see what signs up say, you know, don't tread here?
I mean, essentially, the state could do more along the lines of education. They could put up ahipana signs in significant sites. And then on top of it, we have community concerns, you know, and I'm saying multi-generational communities and kanaka communities where they're being overrun with parking concerns and things for hiking or climbing. And, you know, we all want to recreate Hawaii's beautiful. We all want to enjoy the mountains. But are these communities having a space to get their voice out? Are they being supported by the state of Hawaii? And the answer is no. So our goal with Kanaka Climbers is to support and help voice concerns, amplify concerns from multi-generational communities and Kanaka communities.
You just recently did a presentation before the Oahu Burial Council. Is it your plan to talk to the other councils from the other islands as well?
I would love to do that, yes. I would love to actively start working with the other islands in March. We are going with our archaeological team. We're going over to Kauai because some climbers actually asked us if we would support climbing in a specific location. So currently, we are working on pulling archaeological reports, gathering mo'olelo from that area to determine if it's something that we can agree with. Do we feel like you are going to be ethically moving in this space, or do we feel like the area is too culturally significant for you to continue climbing? And we're so honored that that climbing community has reached out to us. And so the steps we're taking is going to archaeological history, going through those reports, gathering mo'olelo. And when we get over to Kauai, we have meetings set up with the kupuna from that specific site just to talk with them about what are their main concerns with this becoming a larger scale hiking or climbing area. If they have concerns with parking, are they worried about, you know, their driveway being blocked? Simple things like that. We want to work to make sure the communities are heard. And that is our goal, is amplify those communities.
With the Burial Council, I know their kuleana is really protecting ivi that might be, let's say, you know, hidden in caves, and they just don't want people poking around in there. And so it's your thought then that you'll be kind of, I guess, protectors in a way, just by educating people about maybe, you know, where not to go.
Yes. When it comes to ivi kupuna, that's something that is so close to our board and our community's heart. So Hawaiians are buried everywhere. They are in every spot, in every valley, in every ili of Hawaii. And that's something we will not get away from. And I want to encourage people to understand that when you're recreating, you are recreating in burial sites. You are touching and interacting with pohaku that is fueled by our kupuna. And in order to preserve those areas, there has to be knowledge about there. It has to be a common knowledge that you're entering into spaces where kupuna are present, and how can we do that safely, you know? And then similar to that, the laws surrounding ivi kupuna protections or cultural protections are not very clear. They're different per each land that you're on. If you're on private property, sometimes the NAGPRA laws that would protect burials are slightly different than if you're on state land or public land. So it's our position to try to encourage people to understand those laws and make them understand the cultural and ethical ways to move around these sites. You know, taking photos of ivi kupuna is illegal and completely frowned upon within our culture. So when you're entering into caves, which everybody is curious and everybody's excited to explore, we understand that. But you have to understand that almost every cave in Hawaii at one point was probably a burial. And how can you navigate yourself ethically and make sure that you are respecting the host culture when you're here if you're unaware of our history? I don't want to tell people where burial sites are, because that's completely against my spiritual belief, along with most Hawaiian spiritual belief, that if they're not your kupuna, you shouldn't know.
Right, but so at least you're saying, but just to have a discussion about how do you educate people just to not go there, right?
Yeah, so within that, that's just, you know, we're doing Instagram stories, we're explaining through posts that every site has burials. When there's a significant area, we've actually gone to websites that have climbing routes up, and we've let them know that actually this route is kapu and nobody should do it. And all of the climbing websites and the climbing community has been completely respectful. They've removed those climbs from online to stop encouraging people to go to those locations. And that's the most we can ask for in that, because I can't tell them, hey, there's a burial right here. You know, I have to navigate in a way where we are saying per, you know, the cultural significance of this site, it's still in cultural use. And we would love if you would respect the Hawaiian concern and remove this from your website.
So basically, you're driving him to other areas that are not so sensitive.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
And so, you know, I know there's also the concern, too, about the geology, where maybe some of the places where folks are climbing, you know, it's crumbly, and there are those hazards. But, you know, across the mainland, there are, you know, indoor climbing venues, and there is one here on Oahu. I don't know what else is out there on the neighbor islands.
When it comes to in terms of, like, the continental climbing, it's a fully recognized sport. You can climb in most national parks across America. Now, when it comes to climbing here, it's not a recognized sport. There's only one legal area to sport climb, and that is on Oahu up at Mokulea, and you are required to have a conditional permit to do that. And anybody who's interested in that, I would recommend you going to Hawaii Climbing Coalition. They've worked with Access Fund to maintain and get that legal access to climbing there. And then in terms of climbing indoors, which anybody who's interested in climbing, I would recommend starting indoors so you can learn how to do it safely. We have Oahu Bouldering, that is in Waipio. And then there is one gym on Hawaii Island, and then there's another one coming soon on Hawaii Island. And then from that, we have a new gym coming soon. I believe May is the day that they're hoping to open, and that will be in Kaka'ako. They're going to be called High Climb. They're going to be about 8,000 square feet, I believe. And this gym has committed to sponsoring our cleanup. They're committed to encouraging the educational parts of the cultural aspects of climbing and hiking within Hawaii.
That was Sky Razan-Oles of the newly formed group, Kanaka Climbers. Its mission is to educate climbers and hikers about making sure they tread carefully around cultural sites across the state. The group recently appeared before the Oahu Burial Council to explain what it's all about and has reached out to the neighbor islands.